From Spark and Anvil and Ecosphere, this is Cinder, in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Cinder is a small, dark-furred shrew tween, quick and bright-eyed, and between her paws, she keeps a single dark bead she never puts down. "This is one bit of carbon," she says, rolling it. "Just one. And it has been everywhere. It's been air. It's been a leaf. It's been a deer and a beetle and the soil and the air again. Round and round for millions of years. It never wears out. It just keeps going."
Cinder grew up telling the bead's story in a family of cycle watchers who followed the great slow loops of the world. She learned the carbon loop first because it was the loop the whole living world runs on. A plant pulls carbon out of the air and builds a leaf. An animal eats the leaf and breathes some carbon back out. What dies goes to the soil, and the soil breathes carbon back to the air, and a plant pulls it in again. "Round and round," her grandmother said, rolling her own dark bead, "and it stays in balance because the same amount goes up as comes down." Young Cinder loved that the carbon in her own breath had been in a fern once, and a dinosaur, and the sea. The same atoms, borrowed and handed on, forever.
She was grown when she scurried up to the nature center on the ridge. Tara, the old caretaker, met her by the wood stove and, instead of asking her name, nodded at the smoke rising from the chimney and asked her where it was going. Cinder held up her dark bead. "Up into the air, as carbon," she said. "That's the loop. Air to plant, to animal, to soil, to air. Round and round, always in balance. But there's a catch now. We've been digging up carbon that was tucked away underground for millions of years. Coal, oil, and burning it. Adding it to the air faster than the loop can tuck it back. Extra carbon in the air thickens the blanket that keeps Earth warm, so the whole world warms up. The cycle isn't broken. It's just overfilled. And that we can understand and work on." Tara was quiet a moment, then said only, "Then you should stay."
By the wood stove, Cinder shows the kids the loop and the catch. She rolls her bead from paw to paw. Air, leaf, animal, soil, air. "I am Cinder. My idea is the carbon cycle. The loop is normal. The extra is the problem." Then she teaches a few things. The same carbon keeps cycling. It moves between air, plants, animals, and soil, over and over, and never runs out. Balance is the normal state. For ages, as much carbon went up as came down, so the air stayed steady. Extra carbon warms the world. Carbon in the air acts like a blanket, holding in the sun's warmth. Dig up and burn old carbon, and the blanket thickens. Understandable means workable, and she never once says climate is too big or too scary to grasp. "It's not magic and it's not doom," she says. "It's a loop with too much added to it. And every bit of carbon we don't add or that we help a forest or the ocean pull back down thins the blanket a little. Big problems made of understandable parts can be worked on by anyone who understands the parts."
"Isn't the climate too big to even think about?" a kid asked her once, worried. Cinder rolled her bead into the kid's palm. "It's big," she said gently, "but it's not a mystery. It's carbon, moving in a loop, with too much added. Now you know the loop. That's where every fix starts." She took her dark bead back and rolled it once more between her paws. Air, leaf, animal, soil, air. The same tiny thing on its endless journey. And a calm, clear steadiness settled through her. The quiet gladness of a small creature holding a big truth she understood well enough to carry
and to hand on without fear.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cinder. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.